Well, joining me now is the former Guiseley captain, Ben Parker. Ben, today it has been revealed that your contract's not been renewed. Just when did you find out, first of all?
We all found out as a group of lads yesterday, really, because Mark Bauer gave us all a ring and just updated us with the scenario, each individually. So, just yesterday evening, really.
And I suppose it must be a bit disappointing to be leaving a club because you've had so many great memories while being at Guiseley.
Yeah, that's the obviously downside part. I've had some great memories, obviously. First of all, I was grateful to get back playing football because I had a couple of years not really being involved after leaving Leeds. And it was quite difficult to actually get back involved, but I was grateful to guys for giving me that chance. And First season there, very unlucky losing the playoff final. Second season, fantastic getting the promotion. Obviously this year, stabilising in the conference. So I think looking back on it, it's been three successful seasons.
And I suppose it's that whole thing that you really did go out on a high. That memory of being on the Nevermore pitch when after the Torquay win, it must be a great way to go out in a way.
It's when you put it like that, Tom. But. But yeah, like I said, I've got some great memories. Obviously, the last game of the season was a great one as well. Albeit we didn't really want to be in that position, but unfortunately we found ourselves there. And just for myself and for the rest of the lads to pull a performance like that on the last day, like I say, leaves me a good memory.
And obviously you're now in a position where you'll be looking at other clubs. I mean, obviously you only found out 24 hours ago, but have you been in a position where you've maybe been putting calls in, or do you wait for people to contact you? How does it work?
It's a bit of both, to be honest. I just bide my time, really. This part of the off-season is usually a bit quiet. It's only a week or so after the season's finished, so I'm sure managers will be wanting a little breathing themselves before assessing their own squads and testing what's available. So, but no, it's just down to me now just to keep myself fit, keep myself ticking over, keep myself in good shape and ready when called upon, really.
And I know last season there had been offers from other clubs. You know, you turned them down to stay with Guiseley. So you must be confident that other clubs will be looking at you again after a decent season in the National League.
Well, that's the hope, but I can't obviously say whether they'd come back in for me or not, because obviously it's a year down the line. They might have moved on. The club might have got different objectives as a club. So just like I said, I just got to wait and see. Obviously, I'd like to get some things sorted sooner or later, and just put yourself at peace of mind in a way. But no, I know how football works. I know that managers want to take the time, they want to assess what's out there, the transfer market, who's available and stuff, and I fully accept that and we've got every right to. So me as a player, I've just got to be ready when called upon.
And looking at your time at Guiseley, I mean, what were the main memories you've got from the club? Obviously, those last games of the season, the last 2 years, must really stick in your mind.
Yeah, definitely. Throughout my career, to be honest, I've always had something to play for at the end of the season. I think it might be for different reasons. Obviously, when I went on loan to Bradford to start my career, we were fighting relegation down to the last game. And then obviously at Leeds, fighting for promotion year in, year out, on loan at Darlington, fighting for promotion. Same at Carlisle. So to actually come to a club, actually fighting for something, achieving something at the right end of the table, leaves me with great memories. But probably the best memories are just the lads, to be honest, because I've come across some great set of lads. Some lads I probably wouldn't have met if I didn't come to Guiseley. And I can honestly say I've made some friends for life, so I'm really grateful for that.
And obviously, during your spell, you've been the captain as well. And, you know, you'll have gained stuff from that leadership as well.
Yeah, definitely. I like to think myself as a vocal person in and around the dressing room. And hopefully, I've rubbed off on some of the lads, because I'd certainly looked up to some of the lads there. I've definitely gained something off them. And like I say, it's been a great experience, actually, being captain of the side. And a great privilege being under the captain's armband for the start of this campaign. Been the first time at the conference level for the club. So So yes, it's all a great learning curve, and hopefully I can take these experiences what I've learned to a new club and help someone out in the future.
And obviously right now it is a case that you've just got to try and stay fit, haven't you? And I know you've been unlucky over the last few years with injuries. And is it just now going to be a case of just really trying to stay 100% and take your opportunity when it comes?
Yeah, definitely. I've been fully fit all this calendar year since the beginning of January. So I've kept myself fit. I've obviously played the last 11, 12 games on the bounce coming into the season, so fitness-wise, I haven't got a problem. So, but like I've said, you've just said as well, Tom, I've just got to keep looking after myself, and which I will do. I've got no problem looking problems with that. Although people might want to go for barbecues to the pub and stuff in good weather. So, but no, you got professional costs. You're on one phone call away from getting back involved. So that's what they're looking to do.
And just finally, Ben, talking about the Guiseley fans, I know, they loved you. What were your emotions with them? Because obviously they made so much noise on that final day and they always cheered you on.
Yeah, definitely. I think like one of the final memories I have from my time at Guiseley is the fans. And being on the pitch with them after the game. And I spoke to you straight after the game and we were getting mobbed by all the fans. And it was just a massive relief, not only for the players, but also, like I say, for the fans, because like I said to you on the pitch back then, us as players, we can come and go, but the fans, they'll be there throughout for the club's history. So I just want to say again, thank you to them for supporting me throughout my career, and also supporting me when I wasn't playing. So, but I'm sure they'll have good things to come in the future, and hopefully they'll have another good season to look forward to next.